Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Nimam Rabbi Ram Golda and Tirmas Sekhas Gidden Daf Samach Ches, the seventh parak Mishachazo. The majority of this daf deals with Shlomo Melech and his relationship to Ashmedai, the king of the demons. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. The Gemara relates the story of Shlomo capturing Ashmedai, king of the demons, in his quest to obtain the Shamir for building the base of Migdash. Ashmedai had a pit of drinking water dug into a mountain, which was covered and sealed with his signet. Benayahu ben Yehoyada, the head of the Sanhedrin and commander of Shlomo's army, dug a pit below Ashmedai's and siphoned the water out, then dug another pit above Ashmedai's and poured wine from there into Ashmedai's pit, leaving the seal intact. Ashmedai eventually drank the wine, fell asleep, and Benayahu placed a chain with Hashem's name upon him. When he woke and struggled to break free, Benayahu called out, Shema Demarach Alach, Shema Demarach Alach, the name of your master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is upon you. The name of your master is upon you. Ashmedai informed Shlomo that the Shamir was entrusted to the master of the sea, who only gives it to a wild rooster who has sworn to return it after using it to crack open mountains to cultivate them with seeds. They found a wild rooster which had a nest with young and covered it with glass. When it returned and was unable to reach its young, it placed the Shamir on the glass to break it. Shlomo's servant frightened it and it dropped the Shamir, which the servant took. The wild rooster strangled itself, having violated its oath to return it. Point number two, the Gemara relates that while being brought to Shlomo, Ashmedai destroyed a palm tree and then a house, but when a widow pleaded with him not to destroy her hut, he twisted away to avoid it breaking a bone. He commented with the pasuk, V'lashon raka tishbor garam, and soft speech can break a bone. The Gemara then relates five actions of Ashmedai, which he later explained to Benayahu. Number one, he assisted a lost blind man back to his way because there was an announcement in heaven that he was perfectly righteous and whoever assists him merits all haba. Number two, he assisted a drunken man who was completely wicked back to his path so the drunk would consume his reward for his good deeds. Number three, he cried at a wedding celebration because the chassam was fated to die within 30 days, leaving the kala to wait 13 years for the infant yavam. Number four, he laughed at a man requesting shoes to last 7 years, saying, this man does not have 7 days to live, yet he wants shoes, which will last for 7 years. And number five, he laughed at a sorcerer, who despite his magic was unaware of a king's treasure house right underneath him. And point number three, Shlomo said to Ashmedai, Kato'ofos re'im lo. The pasuk says, the lofty and the towering are his. And we explain, Kato'ofos il malkei hasharis, the lofty, these are the malkei hasharis, re'im il hashedim, the towering, these are the demons. He asked Ashmedai what the demon's superiority is, that Hashem is praised with him. Ashmedai responded that if Shlomo would remove his chain and Shlomo's ring, both engraved with Hashem's name, he would show him. Shlomo complied and Ashmedai swallowed him, placed one wing in heaven and one on earth, and found him 400 parses. Shlomo said about this time, V'zehia chelki mako amori, and this was my portion for all my toil, referring to being left with either just his staff or his cloak. He proceeded to go door to door, saying he was Koheles ben David, former king of Yerushalayim. When he came to the Sanhedrin, they noted that a madman does not repeat the same claim. And after inquiring of Benayahu and the queens about the king's behavior, they realized that this was truly Shlomo. They gave him a chain and a ring engraved with Hashem's name, and Ashmedai fled when he saw Shlomo. Still afterwards, Shlomo lived in fear of Ashmedai, surrounding his bed with 60 warriors. Rav and Shmuel disagree if Shlomo fully regained his status as king. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara relates the story of Shlomo capturing Ashmedai, king of the demons, in his quest to obtain the Shamir for building the base of Migdash. Ashmedai had a pit of drinking water dug into a mountain, which was covered and sealed with his signet. Benayahu ben Yehoyada, the head of the Sanhedrin and commander of Shlomo's army, dug a pit below Ashmedai's and siphoned the water out, then dug another pit above Ashmedai's and poured wine from there into Ashmedai's pit, leaving the seal intact. Ashmedai eventually drank the wine, fell asleep, and Benayahu placed a chain with Hashem's name upon him. When he woke and struggled to break free, Benayahu called out, Shema Demarach Alach, Shema Demarach Alach, the name of your master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is upon you. The name of your master is upon you. Ashmedai informed Shlomo that the Shamir was entrusted to the master of the sea, who only gives it to a wild rooster who has sworn to return it after using it to crack open mountains to cultivate them with seeds. They found a wild rooster which had a nest with young and covered it with glass. When it returned and was unable to reach its young, it placed the Shamir on the glass to break it. Shlomo's servant frightened it, and it dropped the Shamir, which the servant took. The wild rooster strangled itself, having violated its oath to return it. Point number two, the Gemara relates that while being brought to Shlomo, Ashmedai destroyed a palm tree and then a house, but when a widow pleaded with him not to destroy her hut, he twisted away to avoid it breaking a bone. He commented with the pasuk, V'lashon raka tishbor garam, and soft speech can break a bone. The Gemara then relates five actions of Ashmedai, which he later explained to Benayahu. Number one, he assisted a lost blind man back to his way because there was an announcement in heaven that he was perfectly righteous and whoever assists him merits all haba. Number two, he assisted a drunken man who was completely wicked back to his path so the drunk would consume his reward for his good deeds. Number three, he cried at a wedding celebration because the chassam was fated to die within 30 days, leaving the kala to wait 13 years for the infant yavam. Number four, he laughed at a man requesting shoes to last 7 years, saying, "This man does not have 7 days to live, yet he wants shoes, which will last for 7 years." And number five, he laughed at a sorcerer who, despite his magic, was unaware of a king's treasure house right underneath him. And point number three, Shlomo said to Ashmedai, "Kato'ofos re'im lo." The pasuk says, "The lofty and the towering are his." And we explain, "Kato'ofos il malkei hasharis." The lofty, these are the malkei hasharis. "Re'im il hashedim." The towering, these are the demons. He asked Ashmedai what the demon's superiority is, that Hashem is praised with them. Ashmedai responded that if Shlomo would remove his chain and Shlomo's ring, both engraved with Hashem's name, he would show him. Shlomo complied, and Ashmedai swallowed him, placed one wing in heaven and one on earth, and flung him 400 parsecs. Shlomo said about this time, "V'zehi echelki mako amoli," and this was my portion for all my toil, referring to being left with either just his staff or his cloak. He proceeded to go door to door, saying he was Kohelis ben David, former king of Yerushalayim. When he came to the Sanhedrin, they noted that a madman does not repeat the same claim. And after inquiring of Benayel and the queens about the king's behavior, they realized that this was truly Shlomo. They gave him a chain and a ring engraved with Hashem's name, and Ashmedai fled when he saw Shlomo. Still afterwards, Shlomo lived in fear of Ashmedai, surrounding his bed with 60 warriors. Rav and Shmuel disagree if Shlomo fully regained his status as king. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samaches, and this siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Woodmere, New York. He suggested that Samaches is Schach. Schach. So here goes. The king of demons, who was captured and tied up with green Schach to reveal where the Shamir could be found, spared the widow's small sukkah hut because she spoke to him softly, but tricked the king and flung him 400 parses, leaving him only with his bamboo walking stick. Once again, slow motion. The king of demons, who was captured and tied up with green Schach. Schach. That must be more than Daf Samaches. The king of demons, who was captured and tied with Queen Schach to reveal where the Shamir could be found, which reminds us, the moral is the story of Shlomo capturing Ashmedai, king of demons, in his quest to obtain the Shamir for building the base of Migdash. So the king of demons, who was captured and tied with Queen Schach to reveal where the Shamir could be found, spared the widow's small sukkah hut because she spoke to him softly, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that while being brought to Shlomo Melch, Ashmedai destroyed a palm tree and then a house. But when an almana pleaded with him not to destroy her hut, he twisted away to avoid it breaking a bone. He commented with the pasuk, "Balashim raka tishpoi garam," and soft speech can break a bone. The Gemara then relates five actions of Ashmedai, which he later explained to Benayahu. So the king of demons, who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the Shamir could be found, spared the widow's small sukkah because she spoke to him softly, but tricked the king and flung him 400 parses, leaving him only with his bamboo walking stick, which reminds us, Shlomo HaMelech asked Ashmedai what the demon's superiority is, that Kosh Baruch Hu is praised with him. Ashmedai responded that if Shlomo would remove his chain and Shlomo's ring, which were both engraved with Hashem's name, he would show him. Shlomo complied, and Ashmedai swallowed him, placed one wing in heaven and one on earth, and flung him 400 parses away. When he returned, he was given a chain and a ring engraved with the Kosh Baruch's name, and Ashmedai fled when he saw Shlomo. Still, Shlomo lived in fear of Ashmedai afterwards, surrounding his bed with 60 warriors. Rav and Shmuel disagree if Shlomo fully regained his status as king. So once again, the king of demons, who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the Shamir could be found, spared the widow's small sukkah because she spoke to him softly, but tricked the king and flung him 400 parses, leaving him only with his bamboo walking stick. Now, typically, we'd go to our four-block back chazor, but we're having a bit of a glitch, so in this case, we're going to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss Shluchim instructed to appoint others to write and the concern for the wife hiring people? That's on Duff. Samach Zayin. Good. Number two, which daf do we mark is whether Anar Marasa can accept her own get? That's on daf. Samach Dal. Good. Number three, which daf do we know about what Ashmedai did on his way to being brought to Shlomo Melch, and that he spared the Almana's hut and broke a bone because she spoke softly? That's on daf. Samach Es. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn what is done when two people hear someone in a pit instructing to divorce his wife? That's on daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number five, which stuff is a question whether two people are told to write the get and wrote the get improperly, whether they may write a second get? That's on Dav. Samach Gimel. Good. Number six, which stuff is how Shlomo HaMelech captured Ashmedai, the king of the demons, in order to obtain the Shamir for building the Beis HaMikdash? That's on Dav. Samach Ches. Good. Number seven, which stuff is how to heal someone who has Kuriyakos? That's on Dav. Samach Zayin. Good. Number eight. Which of the one how Ashmedai threw Shlomo Melch 400 parses and how Shlomo Melch returned to his malchus? That's on Dav. Samach Ches. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we discuss instructions given to 10 people to write and deliver a get? That's on Dav. Samach Zion. Good. Number 10. Which stuff the rebel is three different categories of minors when it comes to performing transactions? That's on Daf. Samach Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldfarb from Zichu B'Shinya. Great day and great learning.